me.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN, and I think that was a great segment. John, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Yeah, what did you think of what was said here?
Well, it's, you know, for what you and I have been running into, it just verifies it's all the way up to the top. Now, these gentlemen are apparent lawyers. They're apparently have got contacts, and they're still fighting the same battles we're fighting. And they haven't given up, but it's like, my gosh, you know, it's pretty scary because as it's just total
well,
chaos
like a,
is what
know,
it is, I
guess.
I mean, we've been taken
poisoned.
Over.
Like he was talking about he was poisoned. You know, I've been telling people that. I've been going through that here. They poisoned me. They tried to run me off the road. They have used policing mechanisms to shut me down. They have put all types of things on my cars and vehicles so I can't go anywhere. They're kicking me in the street. I have no judicial process. They do this because this is a systematic thing that's happening all over to people that are speaking the truth. Now they have this bill. No, did you hear anything about this bill at all before they mentioned it, John?
The 1959, yeah.
Right.
It's been, I've heard about it. I knew it was passed the House. And I don't really, you know, as I say, I you know, of the what, 500 are in the Congress and whatnot, and I don't know how many senators. But of all those people, my gosh, they've got them all voting the same direction, doing all the same. It's like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, and they're all sitting there with them, and they're going to get pushed over and break, so they all vote together. Uh-huh. And I just can't believe they're all unvirtuous and that kind of thing. But everything I watch, I'm just seeing more and more things that are all, you know, they just wrote another letter on vaccinations, that the mercury disappears from the blood very quickly. Well, geez, it's probably going into your brain. So anyhow, it's like they give the false misinformation to back up what they want to do. And I still see the preparation of them shutting this country down and killing everybody. You know, 11 out of 12 of us have got to die for them to reach their 500 million mark.
Well, good incentive of looking at this as this weather pattern. I mean, there was some weird storm that blew up in here on Wednesday. It looked like something similar to something you would see in a sandstorm in one of those places like the desert area. And it was actually snow. It was powdery. It was there, and it disappeared. And then it got freezing cold. Then it turned into huge amounts of snow for 2 days, nonstop snow here. And again, this thing, you know, the shifting of the weather from one level to the next is killing off all plant life. It's doing something to the ground. It's causing a situation where we're getting more ill. There was an article that was out there in regards to the issue of bubonic plague. They're coming out now, finding out in theory that the bubonic plague was not something that just happened, but it was more or less planned. Certain individuals died, other individuals didn't. And they're saying that it was not just a situation of the virus hitting everybody, you know, based on this and that and the other. Certain people, certain ones died from the bubonic plague. And the bubonic plague has very much similarities to AIDS in its, you know, wake. And the same thing with all of those two are similar to TB. And what's going on down in there in New York? Did you hear about the 10,000 bats that are dying of some kind of white nose disorder? They said the bats.
I saw the article on it. And, you know, first off, they're saying, oh, something's spreading. But these bats are all in hibernation. So now you have a situation to where some bacteria is able to take off that is going from all these different cave sites. The bats aren't flying from one place to another. So it's environmentally in tune. So they probably did something with the chemtrails of toxifying us, and it's affecting the bats to where it's giving them a fungi. And I'll be honest with you, everybody sneezes with this.
Let's stop you here. We'll be right back.
That's great.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne. And by the way, folks, go to my website. It's justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com, or integritynews.wetpaint.com, integritynews.wetpaint.com, or conspiracyradio.wetpaint.com. Now, just Google me. I got a lot of information out there you might want to know. You can call me at any time at 630-666-8528. 666-8528. Imagine them giving me that number, trying to, send something out, another message to me, I guess, through a telephone company. But then also, we have Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, are you there?
Yes, presumably it's a bit convenient. We could do a miniature electronic warfare seminar in the marketplace of ideas for the survival of the Republic seminar. keep it under 10 minutes, and actually I've got a whole hour's worth some other day and repeated other shows and networks to do this on, but it's so easy and enjoyable. Just great gobs of fun to use the Queers Channel's own media to stick a thumb in the eye of the Illuminati One Worlder Burgers.
Well, you're 100% right, because, again, you know, I've done that out here, you know, but they know my voice, so I have to kind of change it a bit. But you have to call in real quick, and, you know, you may even have to say you're calling about something else. But get in there and just throw it out real quick, and then get they cut you off. But if we keep doing that, the public will hear it. And then maybe we might be able to get some of this stuff stopped. Now, what is going on, Roger, John, with the mainstream media? Again, I was given a spot or information to get a spot with one of these major things and radio networks and things, not the ABC, NBC, but something on radio. And anyway, what they were doing was, and I'm going to talk about what they do. They have a whole station out there that has certain individuals, and you'll know who I'm talking about. What they do is they offer them airtime where they have to pay like $5,000 for maybe 2-3 hours a week on a show. Now, that would constitute like 7 days a week at $5,000. That's a hell of a lot of money. Now, if you add that money up, the way you make money is off the commercials. So I asked these people, I said, well, how do you make money after, you know, you're charging this much? How many commercial spots do you offer? They told me that for $5,000 for a three-hour segment, I would get exactly 90 seconds worth of commercial, 90 seconds. Now, I was scratching my head, and I said, okay, who would I get that would be able to pay enough over and above for me to get profit so I could keep my airtime going? Now, I was looking at it, and I was saying, well, there's no room, no way to do this, you know, in these type of seconds to get this, because they told me they filled up all the commercial time. They had their own commercials they ran, and they only gave you a little time to put commercials in. So let me tell you how they did it. They told me that, oh, don't worry about it. You get paid. And I said, how? Oh, okay. The GOP will backdoor you money. So now I'm going to come on the broadcast. I can't talk freely like I do here, but I can go on there, get backdoor cash from somebody, other outfit, so I can go on and basically run my mouth and talk totally against left, this, blah, 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 in order for me to get myself fed so that I could keep a broadcast on and keep people under a hoax of a belief that I'm on the air serving a purpose to give them real news and real reports. So they'll send people on that particular broadcast network, take calls in, and you call in and they have the caller ID and they know who you are and they know your voice recognition. They even have voice recognition machines. And if you call in and you're somebody that's a problem, they'll cut you off at the pass. Now, am I not telling you the right information, Roger? I know you experienced it.
Yeah. Now, actually, most of those electronic tricks aren't tried. However, I will add just one. Now, this and that is, a lot of people don't know you can block your number on the caller ID from dialing, like usually a *67. Then you get dial tone back. Then your number doesn't show up on their box if they even bother with that, which is actually, I think, almost unknown. I used to think that was more the case. Now, the 800 numbers, however, and they don't tell you this, that they get your caller ID even if you try to block it, or so I've been told.
Yeah, they do. They can do that. And they can also not only block.
Even then,
there's a code you can put in that you can see who's calling blocked. So the thing is that they have a way and means to know who you are, and they only allow certain people to talk a long time and other people to cut off, and they go through this thing, and it's all like an infomercial because it's all lies and crap.
Yeah,
the bottom line is the newsman, and I'm saying this from a person that had a father that was in media going back in the 1930s, and I sat there and was involved with people in the media and been in the media on and off for over, I don't even want to talk about how many years. And the thing is that this needs to stop because the direction of the media effectively affects the way we think on right and wrong, what is going on in the country, and et cetera, et cetera. The things you're hearing on Republic broadcast, you will not hear on the media.
No, you will hear them.
Well, they will.
And why will you hear them is because myself and just two or three others will follow this example. See, these media are so easy to penetrate. Your listeners don't realize this, how dirt easy almost everything is to penetrate, with the maybe almost the sole possible exceptions of that stinking Rust limp jaw. And
well, that's the network I'm talking about.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying the name of the network, but I'm just telling you how he gets his cash. This is what's going on out here, and don't believe for a fact they're telling you what is happening, because, again, you call up on there, you ask them how they get their money for $5,000. Just don't trust me. Call them up and ask them, say that you want to host your own show, and ask them how much it costs. They will tell you.
Yeah, but when you're paying for your shows, you're almost kind of sucked into a trap.
But that's
there.
What all of them do on that one network. They all have to pay for it.
I do it on. Let's work smarter and not harder. I do it on their nickel. I can tell you how to get your local libraries to buy the best books. You could donate them, mm-hmm. but then chances are they just throw them away. Let's work smarter and harder. Look, as necessary and important as it is. To get out on the hustings and pamphleteer for Ron Paul, et cetera, that's great. Now, however, while puttering around in my kitchen washing the dishes, I reach anywhere from 10 to 100,000 at a shot with brutal and incisive plugs for Ron Paul, as I mentioned, while simultaneously illustrating the intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy of the PAP that passes for a conservative talk radio.
Well, I would love you to come back, Roger, if you can, on my show once a week and just plug this to people so that they would know that they can do something. Just let them know that you've done it. And just, you know, because I have different listeners, and I want people to know.
Good. Do you have perhaps 10 more minutes just now? I can pound out some important information to this end.
Yeah, sure ahead.
Okay. Now, I want you, unless anybody thinks I'm half bright, which I probably am, and not much more else, I have relatively little native intelligence or education. I barely dipped my noodle in libertarian stream economics 15, 20 years ago. I'm 15 years behind and reading almost a single book, and yet... And this is a big fat mistake. With all due respect to and considerable respect to Webb Tarpley for his information and a lot of the perspective that goes along with it, do not use so much his strategy and tactics and that business about general welfare and what's the other phrase? These liberal paradigm lines, because if you have a talk show host that's has half a brain or better, and that may be actually hard to find, he quite easily can and probably should take you apart. Now, you understand these liberals are rarely, well, actually never properly dismembered. I can do it. Even with that little bit of education, I had a cross from Ed Asner.
But then let me ask you a question. You talk about liberals.
Uh-huh.
Now, to you, a liberal is what?
Well, that means any combination of socialism. See, now even if someone believes that this is the pure political religion, stay 100 miles away from it and use the conservative paradigm to illustrate.
Well, the conservative paradigm is the thing that's gotten us into trouble.
No, we have
if you get too conservative and you get too liberal, there is absolutely nothing that you can do. We're looking at right now annihilation of our country by the Republican force. And this is the thing that's really bothering me, because, again, I am a person that is not a party person. I am not liberal. I'm not Republican. But I am for people. I think we also should have an innate right to travel. I think we should be able to go into the judicial system and have fairness of the law that's supposed to be enforced. not something of a comical measure of a judge sitting in a bench getting huge amounts of money in benefit for sitting there and basically orchestrating people into the poorhouse. So now if you talk liberal and conservatism, is it liberal and conservatism that we are looking at here with the judicial system? We're going to break and we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference. Hi, we're back, and we're here with John and myself, and we're talking to Roger, and Mola's on the line, and we're going to let him run his tape. But I just am, you know, very concerned when we use liberal and conservative, because, again, it's not about that. When we had the break, there was a commercial about globalism, and this is what we're dealing with right now. The concept is, that we're looking at is blowing us up. The whole issue of what is going on, you cannot be far left or far right in this. You have to be right in the middle, because the bottom line is the fact that what we're looking at is corruption, major amounts of corruption, and right now it's being touted under conservatism. And the thing is, the liberals are not that much better, because, again, you know, if we're looking at party issues of Democrat and Republican, they've been in office, both of them, and they have not done anything for this nation. They have totally annihilated all our rights, all our freedoms, everything. And it's us, the people, that need to come to the plate and say, we're not going to have this anymore. Not anymore. I'm not going to sit there and say that I want to be conservative because, you know, there's too much of this and too much of that. There's no too much of anything now. Our whole infrastructure is folding up on us. Roger, what do you say on that?
Yes, dear. The several swell items you mentioned before the break just happen to have nothing to do with socialism. And I also get on these shows and expose judicial tyranny. Now, if one wants to use that, these paradigms, these socialist paradigms, then be prepared to sink like a rock. Be prepared to not expose the hypocrisy and the intellectual bankruptcy of the fake conservative media. I think that's the most important thing to get any traction whatsoever, and to be able to build and get, you know, plug the network, get more syndication, etc. I mean, I know I can listen to. Let me give you a little quick, for instance, it's tangentially relevant. I got to grill Ed Asner on Dave and Joyce's show about 2 years ago. Now, I was only on there with him maybe 5 minutes out of the 10 required to totally dismember the guy. And now, this is a liberal or socialist-friendly show, unfortunately. Then after that, and I had the good pleasure, even though I said not one ad hominem thing to Ed Asner, I was pleased to hear him label me as that disgusting man. And then there were two follow-on callers who chastised the show host for not having kept me on longer with the guy. Okay?
Okay, but then, Ed Asner is somebody that you have an opposing opinion of, who do you admire? You personally.
Well, I admire Ron Paul immensely, even though I'm not 100% in line with the you know, the libertarian, or say the LouRockwell.com stream of libertarian thought. See, this supply side economics, so called, is really the only kind that works, and we have to, as Paul Craig Roberts points out, he was kind of the father of Reaganomics, that none of this was actually even practiced during the era of Reagan.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. What did Reagan do?
Reagan cut only taxes. He betrayed, as I have here from Charlotte Isherby, deliberately betrayed his promise to try to eliminate the Department of Education. If we don't cast things in terms of limited federal governmental powers and state and local, for that matter, as well, then we are going to be unpersuasive to both the conservatives and the liberals, both. We have no shortage on any venue. See, the one thing, these stations, they love to get calls from the promoters of socialism, which I'll conveniently label liberals. The one thing they absolutely cannot stand, and I use the same exact phraseology on these shows as I'm using with you now. The one thing they absolutely cannot stand is a strict constructionist, a real conservative.
Oh, I've had people on my show, like Horowitz. David Horowitz has been on my show. And I have other people that are staunch conservatives or Republicans.
Love.
I've had every type of person on this broadcast, and I give them the same courtesy.
Oh,
and the bottom line is I do not follow any person, any party, any particular type of thing, other than the fact that I work in the judicial system, I work for these big, huge corporations, and I saw them steal, rob, and rape individuals working for them. I have seen things for the last 35 years. I don't care if it's conservative or you can be staunch liberal, right, green party. I don't care what it is.
The bottom line
is this needs to stop. Isn't the party, it isn't who the person is or what, you know, I don't believe anybody should put themselves in a departmentary type of thought process that they belong to one edge to the other. I think they need to think and look logically at what the resolve is.
If you're
in a situation the country is collapsing, it's not a situation of what if you're right or left. It's a situation that do you have the mental ability to see that the country is falling apart?
part, therefore something is not working. So equation A ain't working, and equation B ain't working, so we need to come to another conclusion.
I give these people maximum courtesy, that is rhetorical courtesy, and I give them zero quarter. Like, that Horowitz is a basket of snakes in terms of...
I allowed him on my show to talk. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne here on Republic Broadcast. And Roger, I'm going to have to go back to Maul, but if you want to make a final comment here.
Yeah, well, we kind of got sidetracked away from the mechanics of the talk warfare.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is draw these people out in logical succession to pin them down to what they actually believe and advocate. And now I think the reason it's so embarrassing for these people is because I bring to the audience the attention that socialism is intellectually and morally bankrupt. Now, that having been said, if one yet still believes in that political religion, could you lay it aside for the sake of actually winning in the actual talk venues which you will get on? I mean, I wouldn't know how to argue favorably for socialism. I don't think anybody's that smart, and certainly not me. Like I said, you might actually get a talk show host with a half a brain or better. heard this attributed to Bismarck or Lord Acton or various sources. I'm not sure who originated it, and that is that anyone that's not a socialist by the time they're 20 doesn't have a heart, and anybody that's still a socialist by the time they're 30 doesn't have a brain. Now,
but then again, you're putting labels on
the socialism,
and that to me is redundant. The issue is not socialist; it's cleaning up corruption. And I don't care. I don't give a care who the heck it is. They need to get the heck out of office, and I'm not paying my dime to them. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat. I don't care what they are. They need to be gone.
Even for Democrats or other socialists who realize the thing rots from the head, the socialism is a necessary component to maintaining the control of the people.
Well, you know what? What's going on in the way that we've been rocking and rolling up and down with these different principles of what you're talking about and other people? It's not working, and we need to change. Because, again, if I work in a judicial process, I'm looking at people going to jail, rotting in jail, on the basis of somebody that is either conservative or non-conservative sitting there that's corrupt. I want them out. So I'm not even thinking on those issues, and I understand where you're coming from, but I'm looking at the point of view of cleaning up house, everything. The White House, the Congress, the Senate, everything. You had Tim Gunnison on there. I've had millions of people that I've talked to over the eon, and the bottom line is all of them are saying the thing that I'm saying right now. We need to clean house. And it's not conservative. It's not left. It's not right. It's just cleaning up and getting rid of this global thought process that is strangleholding the United States and destroying the world. So, Roger, I have to go and have you back on again. I have to have Mo on because I promised him before the end of the show. But you can come back next week anytime, and I will listen to you. Mo, are you there?
Yes,
Mo?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, hi, Mo. Before you start your tape, can you please tell the audience about the plea with the gentleman that is being executed? Can you tell them about that right quick?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I have a gentleman that in Afghanistan has downloaded some type of documents regarding women's rights and dispersed it in his university. In Afghanistan, and they have captured him, and they have ordered him to be executed. And I would like to give a few numbers. Please call Afghanistan Embassy in Washington, D.C., and complain. And his name is Perveziz, and his last name is Kambash, Kambash. Please tell your complaint and say that this person needs to be free without the delay. And we are not only United States human rights organizations are doing this. Actually, they're doing it in Europe, they're doing it in Asia, they're doing it from all over the world, calling the embassy. And we have also, the telephone number is 202-483-6410. And the main fax number is 202-483-6488. And also, their email is info@embassyofafghanistan.org.
Now, this execution is about the fact that he brought material in regards to the treatment of Muslim women, and because of that, that's the reason why he has been slated to be executed in Afghanistan. Is that not right?
Exactly. Indeed, yes. I mean, it's like it's crime if I'm listening to your program and they come and take me and then they execute me. That's illegal. That's I haven't done anything wrong. I mean, just by listening to your show, so it would be the same situation. Or if I listen to Alex Ansari's show or Alex Jones' show or any of things, then it's not. haven't done any crime.
You haven't done any crime, but you distributed information. And this is what I was talking about before. We have a situation that we're being under siege where we're not allowed to distribute information, talk freely, which is about the Constitution in the United States. And as you're talking about Afghanistan, they don't even have these freedoms over there. We're allowing our freedoms just to go down the tubes, and this guy's getting executed for just bringing some material he got from wherever. Internet or whatever, on the way women should be treated, and he goes and brings it out there, he's going to be executed, period. So you think and equate that we're sitting here in a country that we've been free in from day one, and we're able to speak freely amongst ourselves, not being a fear of tyranny, and now we have a collapsing government that's falling apart by people that are treasonous levels, treason. High treason. They have taken over this country. They have taken our nuclear material weapons and have sold it to foreign countries. They have gone into foreign countries and brought drugs out of the countries and brought them here to sell to the people that are in low economic areas in order to pollute, kill, murder, and rape. This is not something that is of a United States concept, what we're supposed to be about, and the only way this is going to change is when we change. We cannot form ourselves as being, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I'm left, I'm right. It's not about that. It's about being right with yourself, period. And then this is the whole thing I was trying to bring up with Roger. He was talking about a talk show host and people that don't have the intelligence or knowledge of things. It isn't even about that. No person can set themselves up as being better than the next, but the bottom line is knowing right from wrong. And the right thing is the fact that we are in a nation that is collapsing, that is causing the whole world to collapse because we're the biggest, largest company, a corporation, what you want to call it, and we have totally annihilated everything that was good and pure by a few men and women that are totally evil and totally based without any moral codes or any principle and have not followed the law. Now, that's what I have to say. I'm sorry to stop you, Mo, but you can continue, and if you want to play your tape now, you can.
Okay, sure. And whatever you said, I do accept it, and thank you very much for your analogy of the situations, and everything you say 100% is right, and not 99.9% is right, 100%. And I put it on the speaker, and I will play it for you. And this exactly what we talk about the whole 3 hours. This will tell everybody that, you know, what we are talking about.
Okay.
You might want to ask yourself why the entire culture is utterly saturated with mass media entertainment from all sides, while the educational system in America continues its stupefying downward slide since the U.S. government decided to take over and subsidize the public school system. What your government pays for, it gets. When we understand that, then we look at government-financed institutions of education and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment to keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life, and you don't even know it.
We're in a lot of trouble because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now, because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if they don't hold it in the hands of the wrong people. And we're the largest company in the world, controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world. Who knows what shit will be better for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like a tube. You eat like a tube. You raise your children like a tube. You even think like a tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusions.
The last thing that men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output via religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble, and they are doing a damn good job of it. In 2005, an arrangement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States was made. This arrangement, unannounced to the public, unregulated by Congress, merges the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one entity, erasing all borders. It's called the North American Union. You might want to ask yourself why you've never heard of this. In fact, there is only one mainstream reporter who's actually heard of and has had the courage to cover this issue.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it, and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
This isn't some trade agreement. It is a total removal of sovereignty from these countries, which will also result in a completely new currency called the Amero.
Apart from that, I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's what nobody's talking about. I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, U.S., and the Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
By default of this agreement, the American Constitution will eventually be obsolete. You would...
Yes, hello?
Yes,
Yes. So that was almost the end of the clip. It was
a very important issue because, again, you know, education plays a huge part in this because, again, you know, our education system is not being, touted within the means of what we're talking about with the political agenda that people are talking about trying to do something with. Our children are not being taught how to create jobs for themselves or be their own mentor in regards to developing their own business. They're just taught just the basic fundamentals of just reading, writing, and arithmetic. And when they come out, the thing is, there's no jobs. There's nothing for them. And there's nothing, there's no ability of creativity that they can use to make money. So back when I grew up, you know, you created, you learned things from your parents taught you different things so that you had an opportunity, and even within the schools you had an opportunity to do a trade, do some other type of thing, in case there was a situation that you had to use your hands or your brain to make money. We don't know how to do that now. So now with all the jobs being sent out of the country, there's fewer and fewer jobs out there. I think we talked about it earlier that, you know, they keep telling us the unemployment ratio is fine. There's jobs all over. Well, what's going on from what you had found out in regards to the jobs and unemployment?
Yes, I found out that the jobs are people are masses are laying off. Right now, for the February, the Pfizer announced Monday it was closing its plants in Terre Haute, Indiana, eliminating 660 jobs by middle of this year. The news is the latest economic blow to Vigo County, in located about 75 miles southwest of Indianapolis, near Illinois borders, which last fall saw the closure of international paper and large cotton board mill, throwing 170 people out of work.
I had to stop. You were going to break, but this is an important issue. Again, jobs, education. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we're back. And, Mo, I thank you very much. We're getting close to the end of the broadcast, and I'll have you back again if you have more information. Again, thank you for sharing. John, I want to give you the last few minutes here. Sorry I didn't have you up, but there was a lot of concentrated information going on in the broadcast. John, you want to say something?
I couldn't hear very much of this last speaker here. The phone is awful quiet here. The idea of just everything with the government and whatnot, we need to participate. We need to write our senators and flood them with messages that we don't want this 1959 bill to pass, to shut it down, to not only shut it down, but to maybe go backwards and chase the perpetrators of it as being criminal. I mean, if it passed the House with flying colors, who the hell are they? Who the heck are they? I mean, this is wrong.
Well, we need to find out who sponsored the bill, and we need to find out what lobby group came to them and if they got paid, because, again, that is illegal and that is unconstitutional. It's almost high treason.
And so we need to act on this. Everybody needs to get at least one or two politicians of the Senate and call in and tell them that you want it shut down, fax them to verify it, and we've got to make issue of it, because it's our lives.
Well, the thing is that we need to, get that out, and if you have family in different areas, tell them about it. Make sure that you contact the media. Tell them that you want them to let people know that you're against it. Have tallies and do polls on the Internet or whatever and bring out numbers of how many people are against it. And then, again, find out who sponsored that bill, H.R. 59. Find out who did it. Find out who it was that sponsored it, and then flood them with letters. Find out where they are, who they are, and how the heck they were able to come in and bring that under our noses. We need to stop this. Stop them from legislating. Remember, they legislated the death of Slivo, the woman that had no right, from whatever happened to her in the hospital. They just totally euthanized her and killed her under some type of House bill, Senate bill that somebody passed. And this is another blatant attempt, the same type of attempt, to shut down every media source so that you can get no information, no news, other than what they want to orchestrate. No different than propaganda machine of Adolf Hitler and propaganda machine of all the other countries that had dictators in it. This is the United States of America. We're not supposed to be a dictatorship. We're supposed to be the greatest nation in the world, and we need to clean house. Make sure you tell your relatives who is running for judge in your area, running for office of state's attorney. Scrutinize, get their background, share it, talk about it. Make sure you make a very good decision before you appoint or put anyone in office. If they come back with backgrounds that are unconstitutional or there are things in their background that you feel that are unjust, you need to write to the election board to get them removed. Remember, they can be removed off the election board if there is a petition and a reason. You need to write a petition about these elected officials, get them removed from the election process. We're going to the end of the show. Anyone calling me is 630-666-8528. 630-666-8528. Deanne.Burley@gmail.com. Love you all. Night, John. Thank you, John, for being here. And we'll be back up next week. Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Good night. Love you.
Good night, everybody.